Hello again. This is John Chardy with some well-traveled words for you, and let's start with Spanish olla podrida, literally rotten pot, from olla, pot, stew pot, and podrida, rotten. In effect, olla podrida is a folk name for a thick stew made of mixed up everything, fish, flesh, fowl, and vegetable, all hashed up together. In translation, olla podrida became French potpourri, which also means rotten pot, and also describes a stew made up of everything in sight. But it also has come to mean, as potpourri does in English, any miscellaneous gathering, as for example, a potpourri of stories, poems, and literary fragments. In Scottish, this stew began as a hotched pot. Hotch here is a variant of hatch, hatchet, hash, ergo, a pot into which everything has been hashed up together, whereupon the word became a language form known as a reduplication, and so hotchpotch, or in the more common American variant, hodgepodge. Hodgepodge, aside from labeling the original anything-goes stew, also means a miscellany of this and that, a mixed-up mess. If you want to play the game a little further, you might say the public hearings were a hodged-up podge of tattered old emallions, making a hopeless mish of what was left of the mash. Reduplication is a standard bit of word whimsy. As language creatures, we sometimes like to double our sounds for effect. I have never been able to find out the real source and nature of either a hebe or a jeebe, but my frustration certainly gives me the heebie-jeebies. So for harum-scarum, palsy-walsy, okey-dokey, shilly-shally, and willy-nilly. Nor is reduplication restricted to English, as witness Latin nolens volens, willing or not, though literally not willing or willing. Some reduplications make sense, as willy-nilly means at root whether he will or not, will he or nil he. But some are for the sweet flourish of rhetoric. Black English is fond of reduplication, as in Stan the Man, Mad and Bad, Honky Tonk, and, of course, Zoot Suit. Zoot is unusual among reduplicating elements, for it is an instance of a secondary word in a reduplication escaping from it to become the base of a new word, which is to say slang zooty, meaning sharp, classy, admirably fashionable. This is John Chardy saying that's all for the present mumbo-jumbo. Goodbye till our next ramble-shramble in and out of the dictionary. And until then, and long beyond, zooty words to you.
The comments of etymologist and humorist John Chardy.